I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, September 15. Coming up, Cabinet approves contract to expand BPO sector. United Nations Environmental Program and Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean to be established in Kingston. And Judith Pusey sworn in as first Chief Parish Court Judge. The news in detail after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved a contract for the expansion of the business process outsourcing BPO sector in the Montego Bay Free Zone in St. James. The contract was awarded to China Harbor Engineering Company.
CHEC has been awarded a contract in the sum of approximately $5 million U.S. dollars for foundation works of some 63,000 square feet in order to facilitate the housing of business process outsourcing operations in the Montego Bay Free Zone.
Information Minister Senator Royal Reed speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday. Ground was broken for the BPO space in August. Meanwhile, Cabinet has also approved the adoption of a roadmap and action plan for government information and communication technology, ICT transformation. The plan includes a vision of ICT governance, an operational structure and framework, ICT implementation and transformation, as well as staffing and oversight of ICT. Minister Reed says this transformation will ensure Jamaica is positioned to transition to a digital society. In the meantime, Cabinet has also approved arrangements for the establishment of the United Nations Environmental Program and Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean in Kingston.
This is finalization of a process which began with the issuance of an invitation originally issued by the Executive Director of the UNEP in 2014 for this office to be so established.
Information Minister Senator Royal Reed. The office will serve Jamaica and the Caribbean region by assessing local, regional, and global environmental conditions and developing instruments to reinforce sustainable management of the environment. Judith A. Pusey has been sworn in as the country's first Chief Judge of the Parish Courts. She was appointed under the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment and Change of Name Act 2015 and on the advice of the Judicial Services Commission. The legislation, among other things, changes the name of resident magistrates' courts to parish courts. It also states that judicial officers of these courts will no longer be referred to as resident magistrates, but judges of the parish courts, and establishes the new offices of a chief judge of the parish court and an executive legal officer to the chief judge of the parish court. At a swearing-in ceremony for judges at King's House on Tuesday, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen congratulated Ms. Pusey on her new role and position. He said she's making history as the first person and first woman to occupy the new office. In the meantime, seven judges were sworn into higher office recently during a ceremony at King's House. Taking the oath of office were Justice Paulette Williams, who has been appointed a judge of appeal, Justice Carol Edwards, who has been appointed to act as a judge of appeal, Carolyn Tai, Stephanie Jackson-Hazley, and Sonia Wint-Blair, who will act as puny judges. Pamela Margot Mason will serve as master in chambers, while Judith Pusey has been appointed chief judge of the parish courts. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, who presided over the ceremony, said their appointment was indicative of the quality service they have given to the court system.
These judges have made themselves available for wider service, and I'm confident that they will build on the legacy of fair and balanced judgments and reaffirm the integrity of our judicial system.
The Governor General urged the appointees to continue to serve the country with excellence, adding that their appointments guarantee the availability of competent and capable judges to ensure the effective and efficient operation of the judiciary. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.